Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What do you think it looks like?
Well, it looks like a giant lit up.
You know, a man's private parts.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I lived in a small town.
We will visit shortly with house rooftop artist Shelby Gash.
I like that title. That's good.
House rooftop artist.
That's yes. One way to call it. It's one way to call
Don't
it.
Don't know that her neighbors thought she was too much of an artist, but I think it's funny. But we'll visit with her in just a moment out of Lenexa.
If you Google
neighbors were a little upset.
Lenexa lighted dong, you will get results.
Yeah. Dana had a little run-in downstairs with Pat Jones, the front desk clerk.
What did she do?
You know how much I love this woman.
Right.
She's the only woman probably in America that could say anything to me, and you cannot be offended because she is such a sweet, lovely woman.
She's like
woman.
Your grandma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love her.
I thought she hated me at first.
Oh, no, no, no.
She
oh, my God.
Does.
She's amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
So I go down to get our guest, who we're going to bring in here in a moment.
Yeah.
And I was telling Scott this. I wasn't going to talk about this on the air. And he goes, oh, we're talking about it. And she said, hey, I meant to tell you, I was listening in the car yesterday around 5 o'clock, and that's up on podcast, shameless plug.
Yep.
And I heard you guys talking about all of the people who write in about the way women look.
On TV,
because these WGN news anchors in Chicago started saying, look, stop writing in when I'm pregnant about wearing patterns and not solids. It's none of your business. I don't care. And we were talking about this yesterday, and Pat said, I just have a question for you. And she goes, don't take this the wrong way. And when people say that, Will,
right.
Generally, there's something coming that you might take the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't because it's Pat. So I'm up on the balcony. I'm leaning down, and I go, yeah? She goes, what's going on with your hair? And I go,
wow.
And I thought she was joking. I go, are you serious? And she goes, yes.
Wow.
And I go, well? And she goes, it looks like you just rolled out of bed. And she goes, you are a beautiful woman. I just don't think you should look like that.
Pat Jones with the rose.
Yes! And so I come upstairs, and I take my hair down, and I said to Scott, I go, I just don't care anymore. And I said this to Pat. I said, for 25 years, I had to have my hair done every single day. I had to have makeup on every single day. And so now, if I can shower and throw it up in a clip, that's what I do, because I just don't care. Scott barely wears pants. Like,
right.
It's a good day if he's even putting underwear on.
I don't wear underwear, ever.
So, right, so it's always a bad day.
I am going to take this
for us
as a positive. And I know you don't believe me, but I am.
Okay.
I'm going to cut all my hair off.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, I am.
Good afternoon, Intercom Radio.
Jones, you're on the air at Scott Parks. Hey, put the claws in, lady.
Well, it says Intercom Kansas. I didn't know who it was.
Well, it's Intercom.
Pat, you have, I just want to tell you, because I was talking to Scott off the air, you have
and on the air.
Prompted me in a very good way to go find a stylist who will cut off my hair. I'm going to cut it off.
Oh, no. I didn't mean for you to do that.
No, I want to. I need to cut it, and it will be easier to keep track of it if I cut it.
I just wanted you to look as pretty as you are. And with your hair like that, it wasn't a compliment to you.
Well, no, and you know what, Pat? You are the only woman in America who could say that to me, and it rolls right off my back because you are right. It is easier for me to roll out of the shower and throw it up in a clip. Or in the summer, I always wear a golf hat. You know that. I always have my hair up in a golf hat, in a visor, because it's easier. And I am going to go find a stylist who will cut it, not all off, but I'm going to cut my hair.
Jones,
I'm sorry.
Jones, if you were
sorry.
To just...
No, I don't want you to be sorry. It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm actually happy about this. I need to go get it cut, and I'm going to do it.
I mean, we've got plenty of tissue up here. Don't worry about it.
No!
If you were to describe Dana's hair today, would it be rat's nest or bird's nest?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Is it, say, what you might expect from a homeless person?
Pat, I love you so much right now. I truly do. And I am going to go cut my hair because it's time to do it. I'm going to cut it, and I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to do it for me.
Do it for yourself. Don't do it for me.
Well, I want
I just want you to look as good as you are.
I want to do it for me, and I'm going to do it for you, too.
Are you saying that her hair is subpar?
Subpar.
Oh! Oh!
That's a triple bogey right there.
Pat, I love you so much right now. And you know what, Scott? She listens every single day. And her takeaway from our conversation about stop telling women what they're wearing
is that your hair looks
terrible. Is that my hair looks like crap and you need to go cut it. And you know what? I'm going to do it.
Well, Dana, yes. I would expect if my hair looked like crap, that you should tell me.
So you're saying her hair does look like crap. Is that what you're saying?
I think I said that.
I think the point has been put across.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I love you, woman. I love you, woman, and I'm going to go take care of it. I promise you that.
Okay.
Jones, by the way, today, may I say, if I may, you look beautiful, and your hair is amazing today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, having a very good hair day.
You're having a really good hair day today.
Really good hair day.
Really
yes.
good. I mean, it's solid.
Okay,
it's strong.
You go be good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, tell Dana what her hair looks like real quick again. Whoa, 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 whoa!
And then the receptionist dropped the S-bomb on the radio.
Did that just happen?
That just happened.
I dumped it, right?
Yeah, yes. You got it. How? Clicked the button like 70 times.
How long has she worked at a radio station?
20 years?
And she doesn't know better than that? By the way, I have to ask,
oh
because...
my God, what just...
Scott, you complimented her on her hair. Have you even been down by the front desk today?
Yes, twice.
Okay, so at least you have seen the hair. Because you very easily could have just taken the back entrance like everyone else does at this building.
Oh, God, stop talking. Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
In case you missed it.
That was my favorite moment in 8 years at KMBZ.
The secretary was asked to describe what Dana's hair looked like, and she used a term for excrement.
I can't breathe. Stop.
This is Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
No, I'm not ready.
Get a haircut and get a real job.
Before we meet with Shelby Gash, who herself has become a bit of a local celebrity today.
Oh, she's gone national.
I did, international, actually. I did phone downstairs to sweet Pat Jones, who has, she's a rock star.
She has captured America's
heart. And she is very sorry for the word that came out of her mouth. She thought we had gone off the air and was just goofing around and... She never intended to do that on the air.
Nor would she have.
And
I know that.
And she was dumped, and we dumped her. And but she apologized profusely and said, "I never thought we were on the air when I said that." So,
may I just respond to her apology very quickly?
Yes. Yep.
Apology aside, that was awesome.
All right. So before we meet with Shelby Gash from Lenexa. Let us remind you of the story that ran last night and this morning on Fox 4. Shelby, whose story has gone international, got into a little bit of the weeds, if you will, with her neighbors because she decided with some extra Christmas lights that they had around the house, she was going to put I'm going to try to clean this up a little bit, a gigantic Johnson up on the roof of her family home.
With the extra lights.
With the extra lights. Here's the story as it aired on Fox 4.
Santa's going to see more than a chimney on the roof of one Lenexa home when he flies in on his sleigh.
What do you think it looks like?
Well, it looks like a giant lit up.
You know, a man's private parts. Until now, Marcelo and Christy Vergara haven't seen the display that's lighting up some people in their Whispering Hills neighborhood.
Well, it's certainly a statement. I don't know to what, but probably not appropriate.
And we're blurring it to keep it PG-13. Questions surrounded the monstrosity sitting on this roof formed by 60 feet of lights. Could it be a guitar? Maybe a funky sleigh.
The neighborhood's kind of like vibes kind of gone down because everyone's kind of uptight, so it's more of kind of an orneriness.
We asked the creator, 24-year-old Shelby Gash, what is it?
A giant glowing.
At first, neighbors got a kick out of it.
I don't know what I would have done if I would have driven. I probably would have wrecked my car.
Laughing.
And that's what Shelby intended.
People think it's hilarious. People are stopping in the middle of the night taking photos and laughing. People think it's so much fun. I think there's a lot more laughter than it's bringing out anything uncomfortable, you know.
But then neighbors were turned off by the image.
It's a joke that wears out pretty quick.
It's a joke, yeah, and I don't think it's appropriate for little kids. Yeah.
The lights lasted only 4 days, not as long as Shelby anticipated.
Sorry if this was actually really bothering people. I'm just trying to make a laugh.
After hearing how it might upset neighbors with young children, Gash decided it best to unplug and take the lights down on this display. Reagan Porter, Fox 4 News.
So the creator of that monstrosity joins us in studio, Shelby Gash.
I'm causing some ruckus.
I say let there be light.
Amen, girl.
Are people starting to drive by now that they know?
I haven't seen any, but I mean, at first, a lot of people were stopping, taking photos, but I didn't know half those photos were going to news stations.
Did your mom and dad know that you, with these 60 feet of additional lights, put that on the roof?
So here's the funny part. So I went up there originally to put up regular Christmas lights, and I shot my dad a text. You know, he just had knee surgery.
Yeah.
And you know, I was just proving my point. I can be the man of the house, and I made that very clear. But I had the extra lights all set up, and I went to go plug in the lights. Only one strand worked. So I actually went to Ace Hardware and bought more to do this. So I was pretty determined.
How long did it take you to do it?
A lot longer than I like to admit.
Right.
I mean, it was probably about 40 minutes because, I mean, the lights kept sliding. So I actually had a thumbtack come up.
This is your father's house?
Yes.
And do you live there as well?
Yes.
Okay. What did Dad think about this? And he wasn't home when you did this, right?
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was? And he was okay with it?
Yeah. And at this point,
Yeah, right, I'm sure. Do you have a homeowners association?
We sure do.
And how did that go over with the homeowners association?
So right after Fox 4 came by, whoever was charged came by. He was real cool about it. And he just wanted to make it clear. He's like, this isn't directed towards a specific neighbor, is it? I'm like, no.
Right.
And they were pretty cool for the most part about it. But I unplugged.
The neighbors were okay with it?
The homeowner guy that I talked to.
Oh, okay. The homeowners association did not have a problem with this.
They were like, hey, you know, I got to do my job.
Right.
You know, and I said I did unplug it. He's like, yeah, I didn't see it up. So he's like, I just got to do my job. I just want to make sure it's not towards anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, he was being professional about it. But I mean.
Right.
It is pointing to the right. But you don't mean specifically to, you're not disparaging anyone who happens to live in that direction.
No. And that's actually, like, my only neighbor. I mean, they wouldn't have a neighbor in front or the other side or behind. So, I mean, it may come across that way.
But it was not meant that way.
No, gosh, no.
And you were, in full disclosure, you were just trying to make a joke.
Yes. I think this is, of course, at this point, I'm like, I feel pretty bad, you know? But
do you regret it?
I don't want to say yes, but no. I'm going to say no. I don't. I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't. A lot of people are reaching out to me actually saying, thank you for doing this. People are calling me a legend. I'm like, well, that's a stretch, but.
Yeah, tell me about some of the people.
I wouldn't call you a legend.
Tell me about some of the people who have called.
Let's see here. I've gotten a few radios coming after me. Texas, St. Louis, Chicago.
Radio stations?
Yes. They want to do a phone interview. Barstool Sports actually reached out to me. And
that's on Sirius XM.
I was like, oh no. What have I done?
I'll tell you what you did. You put a big giant you-know-what on top of your roof.
I said this to Scott this morning. In all seriousness, I don't know that I would necessarily want it right next to my house. I laughed out loud when I saw it.
Oh, it's all
I retweeted it. I said, this is hilarious. And, you know, the story happened to be on Fox 4. I could not tell you a single thing that was in their newscast last night, but I could tell you about your roof.
So this is international?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No,
I don't have a Twitter, so I don't know what's going on.
You know what I think it is? And not to, like, get into the weeds and break this down and make it more than it is.
People just need to laugh.
People want to laugh. They want to break from awful news. They want to break from politics. They want to break from everything bad that you read out there.
Thank you.
You see this, and you laugh, and you might think, okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily want it next door to me, but holy hell, this is funny. And you know what? For that, I thank you, and that's why everyone is calling you, because it's funny.
No, I was at the gym, and this is the text I got from Dana this morning. Please, dear God in heaven, tell me you saw the young woman who put a gigantic lighted Christmas on her roof in Lenexa, because I'm booking her for the show.
Make them all
and
proud.
I wrote back, yes, it's all the talk at the gym right now.
Yeah. So I guess thank you. For your, contribution to this holiday season.
Thank you for appreciating it, because some people aren't. I'm getting some messages. I'm going to be honest. 90% of people are like, this is great. Thank you. 10%, eh.
Right.
Well, nothing says I love Jesus.
Right.
And the Christmas spirit like a gigantic.
Yeah. And you're not anti-Christmas.
No.
Do you love Jesus?
Oh, I sure. I love it all, man. As long as everyone's happy,
All right, kid. Go out and spread your Christmas
joy. Out and spread your Christmas joy. And thank you for joining us. And it was a pleasure to meet you. And
thanks
for
having me,
laugh.
Guys. This has been fun.
Truly, thank you for the laugh.
And make sure you call those radio stations back. They're going to want an interview.
Oh, golly. Will do. Thanks, guys.
Be good to yourself. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, a possible drawdown in Afghanistan. More next.
Hard.
Foxy. Foxy.
I know this is sacrilege for somebody who loves rock. I can't stand Jimi Hendrix's music.
Foxy. Wait. Awful. It's just his voice you don't like?
No, I hate all of them.
Just, you're not a Jimi Hendrix guy.
No.
And see, here's what's weird.
You like it.
Yeah, on paper, I wouldn't like that, but I do.
From 3230 on the text line, I used to enjoy the mostly adult and mature discussions on this program. However, it's hard to buy into your opinions on serious topics when you find humor in the same topics as a junior high school boy. To which I wrote back simply, I hope I never grow up. Life is too serious to not laugh once in a while at something silly and juvenile and pedestrian. This is just goofy humor.
Well, that discussion was definitely adult.
I will say this. There's a reason that story has gone viral. If no one thought this was funny, no one would have picked it up. And everyone has picked it up.
That's right.
Serious news organizations have picked it up because people need a break.
Because, yes, that's right.
People
need
a break.
People need to laugh. I mean, I was watching the news earlier today. I had to turn my TV off. I couldn't take it anymore.
I spent 25 years in the news business, and I don't watch it anymore. I cannot bring myself to turn it on.
I'm sorry that I find farts and penis lights on a roof funny, but I do. And if that makes me juvenile, then I'm juvenile.
Here's what I will say. When you go to work tomorrow, if you have a, quote, water cooler or a break room or wherever it is you all gather around the copy machine and talk about whatever, I find it very hard to believe that when anyone would say in most office settings, did you watch the impeachment hearings yesterday?
Right.
But I guarantee you, people all over this town will say, oh my gosh, did you see what that woman in Lenexa did?
Well, like I was telling you, we were at the gym this morning, okay? Do you think Kelly, as we were doing this workout today, this workout class, do you think she leaned into me and said, you know, the IG report is coming out? And the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to hear about it later. Are you going to be watching that? She didn't say that to me. There was nothing in our conversation about the IG report and the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kelly leaned into me and said, "Did you hear about this woman in Lenexa who put a giant penis on the top of her house with lights?" And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, she did. It was on Fox 4. I go, "Mark Alford?" And she goes, "Yeah, Mark Alford was talking about this giant penis."
It was actually during their 9 or 10 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
Because I tweeted
apparently they did it again this morning.
I tweeted and I said, "I will not get anything done for the rest of the night. I am laughing." I was watching The Crown, which is very good, but, you know, somber. Princess Margaret was a little bit of a train wreck. And I stopped watching that. I went on Twitter and just laughed. For like 5 minutes, I laughed.
Do you know I've seen Princess Margaret in person? I actually saw her once.
I think you told me this. Were you touring a castle there or something?
No, we were on a bus. And Princess Margaret's limousine was at the stoplight right next to us. And the tour guy goes, "Oh my God."
Could you see in?
Yeah, I could see her. She was in the back left seat.
Huh.
And the tour guide, who was British, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And we were in London. And he goes, "Oh," into the microphone. And it was all Americans on the bus. He goes, "Oh my God, it's Princess Margaret."
You have a terrible British accent.
Your British accent is awful. Like, wow.
Absolutely awful. But I do understand the message you're trying to relay.
Thank you.
With your story.
And then I was on the right side of the bus. She was to the right of the bus in her limousine. And like everybody just over to the right side just because there was some royalty in a car next to
us. I'll tell you this. The entire season 3, and I know you're not into The Crown, but the entire season 3.
I don't even know what it is.
Is Queen Elizabeth over here in this corner and Margaret over here. And the queen got to be the queen and Margaret didn't get to be the queen. And you think Margaret maybe wants to be the queen, but you think the queen maybe doesn't want to be the queen. The grass is always greener, if you know what I mean. Well, would you want to never be able just to walk around with your hair a mess and wearing sweats and going to Target? I mean,
what do you know about walking around with your hair a mess?
Right. Queen Elizabeth cannot do that. She gets to do all the fun stuff and people bow to the queen, but she also has no life. And so
I would never want to be in the royal family.
Never want to be in the royal family. People used to say girls dream of being the princess when they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to dream to be the princess. Ask Meghan Markle if you want to be the princess.
Well, ask Kate, what's her face? Middleton or whatever her name is.
Ask Diana.
Yeah.
You don't want to live that life. Point is you don't want to live that life. You think you want to live that life. And then you get over there and it's a freaking prison.
Story here from KSHB, Channel 41. After more than a dozen years at KSHB-TV, anchor Krista DuBille has announced plans to leave the station by the end of the year. DuBille, who has most recently anchored the 5, 6, and 10 o'clock newscasts with co-anchor Kevin Holmes, I have no idea who that is, said her family life is at the cornerstone of her decision. Quoting here from Krista DuBille, and if she's listening, please call in, Krista. I know you're a friend of the show. Quote, "I love my work and the staff at 41 Action News. I love being able to share the amazing stories with and for our viewers each night. But this demanding role leaves me little time to spend with my boys." She's talking about her two sons, I believe. "I am grateful to station management and my coworkers who worked hard to accommodate my work-life balance. But at the end of the day, this is the right decision for me and my family right now." So she will leave. It says down here somewhere her last day is going to be December 16th. Which coincides with the planned start of the vacation she was going to take.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to say I'm surprised, but nothing in this industry surprises me. Nothing.
Well, coming home at 11 o'clock at night's got to be kind of hard if you got two young sons.
It is very difficult to work that evening shift with children that age. Very difficult. You know, Rhiannon left with Mike.
Well, they went to New York.
Mike took a job in New York with the ABC affiliate in New York.
Is she not on TV anymore?
She is staying home with those kids because, Scott, the shifts in that industry are either 2 a.m. to noon, the moneymaker shifts, or 2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Correct.
And really the morning gig, as difficult as it is on your body and your mental health and your psyche and the sleep deprivation that comes with that, is really the only doable shift if you have small kids at home, if you ever want to see those kids once they are in school. And her children are of school age. I don't remember if they're elementary or middle school or a combination of both. You have to be willing to miss every single recital,
yep,
and every single band concert and play.
Soccer practice.
And parent-teacher stuff and dinner. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, dinner, unless you live right next door to your station. A lot of people who do that shift have another parent stays home. So the husband stays home or the wife stays home, because it just is a very tough trade-off with kids in elementary school. So if this is the best decision for her, I am thrilled for her, because the guilt will wear at you. It gnaws at you. And Rhiannon would have told you that. There's a lot of guilt. And it's different when your kids are away and in college and you can work the shift that you want because they're not home every night. Yeah. But, you know, think about homework, Scott.
Well, she doesn't have to do it.
Kids come home and they have homework. And it's just a tough gig. For all of its perks, it's a tough gig with small children.
Now, in fairness, yes, you don't ever get to see your kids at night, but you definitely get to see them in the morning. You get to make them breakfast every morning. You get to drive them to school, go through that godforsaken drop-off line.
Yeah.
You know, so you do get to do that, where a lot of parents don't. Parents who work 9 to 5 don't, not 9 to 5, who are we kidding, 8 to 5 or more, they don't get that opportunity. They don't get to have breakfast with their kids, because while the kids are getting ready to go to the school bus,
yeah,
they're getting ready to go to work, you know. So, you know, part of me says, you know, Krista, good for you, and now you get to see your kids at night. But there is also a benefit to the hours that she works, which is probably 2 to 11 every day, yeah, where she does get to spend time in the morning with her children, go to the gym, do whatever that other people don't get to do.
There are a lot of people who try to anchor the 5 and 6, Scott, and then run home like a crazy person.
Spend a couple hours at the house.
Try to pretend like you're throwing dinner together and having a normal family life.
Mm-hmm.
But in your mind, it is impossible to do both well. Because when you're at home, you're worried about, I should be at work. And I know I should be at work, but I can't be in two places. I cannot be all things to all people all of the time. And so I'm thrilled for her. It's a tough decision. I almost guarantee you we see her back at some point. It's just so hard to do with little ones at home.
We'll stare at Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your baby's growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed.
Kenny Chesney.
And you pray.
Coming
God
to town next summer. Opening act, Michael Franti.
Cool.
Those are weird bedfellows.
Well, it'll be good. Yeah.
Not really when you stop and think about
it. No, I think that'll be great.
That'll be a good show.
They're both the, hey, have a good time, get this kind of beachy vibe in here type thing.
That's true. Interesting, I'd like you guys' take on this. NBC News is asking for your submissions and your vote, and I don't have any stories to offer except what they write in just this brief two-paragraph story. The biggest story between 2010 and 2020. President Barack Obama left office. Donald Trump entered the White House. There were dozens of school shootings and natural disasters. We witnessed the rise of streaming services, influencers, podcasts, the demise of free time itself. There were royal weddings and the launch of the Me Too movement. We want to hear from you. What do you think is the biggest story of the 2010s as we round out this decade?
Oh.
As I clicked on it, I thought there would be a list to choose from. And there's not. They just want to know from you, what do you think? And I can see the wheels turning in both of your heads.
Mm-hmm.
What is the biggest story between 2010 and 2020? Now, it doesn't have to be based on the United States.
Right,
it could anything.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're answering that question in London, you're going to say Brexit. But
maybe
here, yeah. You're not going to say that.
No.
This always, and we do these lists every year. What was the biggest story of the year? It depends on how you define, quote, big story. Is it the story that affects the most people globally? The story that affects the most people nationally?
The story that affects you the most.
The story that affects you. So like in a horrible down economy, that would be the story that really day to day affects the most people. But what if you personally weren't affected by the down economy? What if you still have a job and you're doing great? So that story that might be the biggest for most people wouldn't be the biggest for you.
There's one I hadn't thought of. The booming economy. Because think about where we were in 2010.
Sure.
And where we are now with unemployment is negligible, you know.
Sure. We have statistically full employment.
Somebody writes in... the killing of Osama bin Laden. Okay.
I'd have to say...
The Boston Marathon bombing.
I'd have to say, and it kind of owes to what you said in the initial write-up where it talks about the rise of streaming services and things of that sort. Oh. I think, generally speaking, the march of technology is the story of the decade.
Hmm.
Because... look back a to the start of this decade, people were still using BlackBerries by and large.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says the BP oil spill. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. But if you're really looking at, honestly, if I had to say right now what affects most of us, but we might not know it yet to the extent that I do believe it's going to harm all of us, is the trash heap that has become the oceans.
Hmm.
The trash heap that has become the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single person globally is responsible for that in some form or fashion.
From the text line, the rise and fall of ISIS, the Bill Cosby story.
Also from the text line, Scott winning the NAACP award.
Well, I mean, I think that has to be in there.
That's notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a given.
That's the foregone conclusion of story of the year.
Right. That's already in. We're asking for wild card submissions.
Yeah,
here.
We're asking basically for second place.
Mm-hmm.
Scott winning the NAACP award is the easy runaway winner. Duh. By the way, that award does hang on the wall of my home.
Yeah.
It does.
I know it does.
I'm proud of you.
Blown up at 10,000.
I'm proud of it. Somebody else writes in Sandy Hook.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.